Hey, weren't you?
We were. They got off to a good start, had a good drive, and kicked the field goal. And we were behind, sort of, you know, gave us that bad feeling about being behind. But, you know, we had some opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. And especially defensively, had a chance to get off the field a couple times, and the quarterback hurt us running the football. And then just too many mistakes on offense. We, you know, dropped some passes and allowed sacks. And, you know, you're not going to get a lot done when you do that.
I know one of the things that bothers you as a head coach as much as anything is penalties. And today was a very uncharacteristic Vanderbilt day in that regard.
It really was. And, you know, it's hard to understand, you know, why you have some of those penalties. And, you know, some of them are, you know, you're working hard, you might grab somebody or do something wrong, yeah. But, you know, you ought not have that many anytime, any game.
Really, in the first half, the big difference, you know, you had such an emphasis in the offseason and in the fall on special teams, and that really seemed to be the biggest aspect of the game to keep you in that thing early.
Yeah, Brett was doing a good job with the rugby kicks and even, you know, the regular punts, keeping us in it, keeping them, you know, with bad field position, and good job of covering on the rugby kicks. That helped us, and we actually, you know, had a chance to, you know, that first field goal, we jumped off sides. They missed it, and, you know, we'd have been off the field. But, you know, that those kind of things kill you.
State, I think you expected coming in that they were just going to line up and run the football with those big guys, Dixon and the fullbacks. They didn't really do anything offensively to surprise you, did they?
No, they didn't. They did that very well. They had some play-action passes. The thing that killed us, really, I thought, was the quarterback scrambling. Mm-hmm. On several third downs when we had a chance to get off the field and had a chance to force them to punt so we could get field position. And, you know, they didn't score in the first half, you know, off any of those. But, you know, we missed an opportunity to get some good field position.
We'll take a break, come back, and continue with Coach Bobby Johnson from Starkville right after this. Vanderbilt now 5-1 on the season. First loss of the year in Starkville to Mississippi State, 17-14. We continue with Coach Bobby Johnson. Coach, I would imagine one of the most difficult decisions to make is changing a quarterback in the middle of a game. How long did you contemplate it before actually finally making the change today?
Well, I didn't think a lot of things that happened in the first half, especially, were Chris Nixon's fault. I mean, he just had no time, and, you know, we weren't running the football, and it's hard to throw when, you know, you don't have the time to get back and pick out receivers. So, you know, we just thought a change was do at that time, and Mac went in, got a good drive, got us a touchdown. You know, excellent play by his part. But and then, you know, a little bit more in the game, you know, Mac had the same problems that Chris did, no protection.
And they were doing it primarily with a four-man rush, and I know that was a big concern.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, sometimes they blitz, sometimes they bring four, and you know, they were having a three-man front when they bring those blitzes.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's hard to figure out which ones are coming, and because they got six to eight guys up there that who could all come at any one time.
So what do you tell guys in the locker room after a game like this? First time this year you've had to go in after a loss and talk to them.
Well, that was one of the points I made that, you know, we've had a good six-game half season, and you know, there's no reason why we can't get back to playing the efficient football that got us those five wins. And, you know, we went over the penalties and we went over the mistakes. And, you know, those are the things that we got to get fixed. And, you know, if we do that, we're going to have a chance to win any game we play. And if we don't, we got a chance to lose any game we play. So, you know, that's life in the SEC.
Certainly State deserves some credit, too. They played very hard, as you expected they would today.
They did, and, you know, they were very physical out there today, and their offensive line was coming off well, and their defensive line did a great job.
All right, Coach, we'll pack them up and get ready for Athens next week.
Okay, Joe, thank you.
Thank you. Coach Bobby Johnson joining us from the locker room after the game, and, you know, obviously some frustration there, but as he said, okay, that's half the season. We got a lot of work to do and a long way to go.
And, you know, a lot of good things obviously have happened up to this point. You're going to build on them. You know, unfortunately, no team is going to play – on all cylinders every game for 12 games. Inevitably, there's going to be a little bit of a letdown. Unfortunately, it came today, but it's all things that you can point to and that are fixable, correctable, and that's what they'll work hard on this week.
We'll take a break, come back, look at the final stats for you right after this.